Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome in to Outkick the Show. This is the Tuesday edition of the program, breaking down everything NFL. But I am recording it on Monday, so there will be no reaction to Monday Night Football. I have to hop a flight to Miami as soon as I finish Clay and Buck. So Monday show, Tuesday show. Reminder, we're going to have a Friday gambling special. I'm going to break down all the college football gambling picks here for you, as well as NFL action. And I am going to be able to normal radio show. So if you're like, oh, my God, what does Clay think about X or Y? I'll be normal radio show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll be back with you for the Kelly in Vegas, the Fade gambling show on Friday, as well as a normal Outkick show. If you are down in South Florida and you think to yourself, oh, my goodness, who is that incredibly sexy man walking around? Well, with his wife, who is way better looking than he is. But that might be me, all right? So, yes, I will be in South Florida. Republican debate is Wednesday. We'll be reacting to that. We have a special Wednesday edition of Clay and Buck coming up with a very special guest that we're going to announce on the radio program on Tuesday, I believe. So be prepared for all of that and more. Okay, let's dive right into what we learned in the NFL weekend that was, and then I will give you all of my gambling picks. So gambling not great. NFL six-pack 2-4. We already broke down Thursday Night Football. I was surprised that Tua and the Dolphins weren't more impressive against the Chiefs. I thought this would be high scoring. Here's the deal. Here's the deal in general that I think we all have to kind of recognize. I think that we have determined that there are two super elite quarterbacks when they are healthy in the NFL. And it is Patrick Mahomes, clearly, and I think it's Joe Burrow. I think anyone out there who were if you were drafting quarterbacks right now, those are the two best guys. And it feels a little bit to me like we're going to end up with a version of Brady Manning all over again, where Patrick Mahomes is in the role of Tom Brady, and it feels to me like Joe Burrow is in the role of Peyton Manning. Maybe I'm wrong, and certainly there are going to be other guys that can elevate themselves. There are a lot of really talented quarterbacks in the league right now. C.J. Stroud, maybe in a couple of years, he's going to be up on that level. I mean, he certainly is performing at an unbelievable level right now at the Texans. We'll talk about him a little bit later. But it seems to me, and this weekend in particular offered strong evidence of this, that there are two really elite-level quarterbacks better than everybody else when healthy, and that is Patrick Mahomes and that is Joe Burrow. So, again, I think Mahomes is Brady. And right now the Chiefs have replaced the Patriots as the dynasty of choice, and given the fact that Mahomes is so young and that already they've gone and proven that they can shift in and out of receivers, they let Tyreek Hill go, still won a Super Bowl. Now, Travis Kelce is aging, and I wonder how many more good years he truly has, but I feel like Mahomes is going to be like Brady, where he basically ages out of a younger cohort, and then as he ages and he gets into his 30s, they bring in a lot of 20-somethings, and they just continue to win at a high level. So, Dolphins, when they have stepped up against truly elite competition, have looked to be a little bit lacking. Their offense has not fired on all cylinders. I thought they were going to be better than they were. As good as Tua and the Dolphins are, I think that you have to make the Chiefs a prohibitive favorite right now in the AFC. Ravens, look out for this Ravens offense. I mentioned that there are a lot of other good quarterbacks. All of the good quarterbacks, it feels like, are in the AFC right now. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense, they're starting to cook. Not a bad Seahawks team. They demolish them. defense was thriving, was fast, was active. They seem to be feeding off of each other right now. Ravens, as we approach the midpoint of the season, feel to me like they're rounding into form. The Browns, incredible defense, still not sold on anything having to do with the offensive side of the ball for this team. Still not sold on Deshaun Watson. The AFC North is elite, elite, elite. I think the Ravens and the Bengals are better than everybody else. We'll see whether that pans out during the course of the season. Texans, I mean, C.J. Stroud is going to be your rookie of the year, and it's not even going to be close, presuming that he stays healthy. Listen to these numbers. 30 of 42, 470 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, nearly a perfect QBR in the 39-37 win over the Bucs. C.J. Stroud, your rookie of the year, he is demolishing Bryce Young. He is demolishing, certainly it's unfair, Anthony Richardson. Honestly, you can probably say Will Levis has been the second most impressive of the young quarterbacks so far this year. And Will Levis has only played in 2 games. But C.J. Stroud, head and shoulders above everybody else. By the way, Baker Mayfield wasn't bad in this game. C.J. Stroud was just that much better. Saints get the win over the Bears. Saints just keep finding a way to win. Bears just keep finding a way to lose. Vikings, what about Josh Dobbs? Guy gets traded this week, this past week. Doesn't know snap counts. Doesn't know hardly anything. Comes in with an injury after Jaren Hall gets hurt. Goes 20 of 30 for 158 yards, 2 touchdowns. Runs the ball 7 times for 66 yards and another touchdown. If you haven't seen that locker room reaction from the Vikings, coming off of the awful Kirk Cousins injury, what a win for the Vikings over the Falcons. Arthur Smith coming in for a lot of attacks. He hasn't been able to find a quarterback. Desmond Ritter's not the guy. Heinicke's not the guy. So what's going to happen with the Falcons? I like Arthur Smith as an offensive coordinator. He was incredible with the Titans. I'd love to have him back. I wouldn't mind if the Falcons fired him. But certainly Josh Dobbs, the story, I think, in many ways of the weekend. Packers get the win over the Rams. Helps to defray a little bit the Jordan Love chirping. There's not a lot of excitement. Of course, the Packers did not have Matthew Stafford. Bad luck on health there. Jordan Love, fairly solid in the win, but didn't have to do too much. The Commanders beat the Patriots. I keep saying it, but the Patriots are now 2-7 on the year? I think if I'm not, 2-7. Pick off on the tip ball. Feels like Mac Jones has had a lot of tough luck on tip ball interceptions. Washington now sitting at 4-5. Okay, whatever. But the Patriots 2-7. And if you would ever question what the impact is of Tom Brady on Bill Belichick's career, I saw this, and it's pretty wild. Super 70 Sports, which is a great account and does a lot of really funny memes and work. Bill Belichick is 81-95 in his NFL coaching career when Tom Brady isn't his quarterback. Think about how crazy that is. 81-95. This is why I keep saying, and I've been saying this for years now, I don't even worry that much about who the head coach is, because if you have a great quarterback, then you will win at a high level in the NFL no matter what. If you don't have a great quarterback, you're going to lose. And so even if you've got an incredible, I think it's fair to say, coach like Belichick, he doesn't look like much of a genius when he doesn't have Tom Brady, does he? Colts get the win over the Panthers, Minshew Mania. I don't know if it's too early, but Carolina is 1-7. And I thought that Bryce Young would be way better than he has been so far. Now, 3 interceptions for Bryce Young, 173 yards passing. He does not look comfortable behind center. Not a good Panthers team, but halfway through year one, I'm going to be honest with you, I would not have thought that C.J. Stroud would be throwing 5 touchdown passes and Bryce Young would be throwing three interceptions. It's early, but I think you have to start to get a little bit nervous about what you're seeing from Bryce Young. Maybe he's not healthy. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but he's not performing at the level that I thought he might. Raiders get the win over the Giants. Giants also looks like have lost Daniel Jones for the rest of the year. Everything in Giant land is falling apart. The Raiders, they fire Josh McDaniels. They come back and they play incredible football. Eagles-Cowboys. The way this game ended between the Eagles and the Cowboys. Vintage Cowboys. I said and I continue to say, it feels like the Cowboys in many ways are AI generated to give people things to talk about. Now, the Eagles almost gave this game away. You had A.J. Brown running in motion, hitting Devontae Smith, I think it was. Balls fumbled. Eagles are fortunate to recover it. They punt it. There's under a minute to play. Dak drives all the way down, and I believe it was from the 6-yard line, first down. First down at the 6-yard line. I don't think it was first and goal. I think the Cowboys could have gotten a first down at the 1. Because I think they were at the 11 prior. Anyway, they get a 5-yard penalty, and they're at the 6-yard line. You're thinking to yourself, there's like 25 or 30 seconds left at this point in time. Okay, we're going to run 4 plays. Instead, what happens? False start. And by the way, I think the Cowboys got saved on the false start because it looked like they had no timeouts. It looked like they tried a design quarterback sneak, and that got snuffed out, which would have necessitated them running up and spiking the football. Given the talent you have at wide receiver, I don't understand. Throw the ball 3 times into the end zone if you're the Cowboys. And then on 4th down, if you decide you want to try a run play or something associated with that, I understand that idea. Instead, false start, you're back to the 11. Dak gets sacked, the one thing he cannot do, drives them all the way back. Then they get a delay of game. They're basically back near the, 26 or 30-yard line by the time they throw it into the end zone finally. And then on the final play of the game, you throw it underneath. Maybe there was supposed to be somebody else who comes for the hook and ladder. That didn't materialize, but you don't even throw it into the end zone. So from the 6-yard line with theoretically 4 plays, you get 1 end zone chance, which is not a very high end zone percentage chance, back corner of the end zone. Again, it feels like the Cowboys basically exist for sports talk radio to get fired up. And then I mentioned Joe Burrow earlier. I love Josh Allen, but this Bills team now is 5-4. And it just feels like their window at this particular juncture has in some way passed. Joe Burrow was phenomenal in everything that he did, and they held on and got the win. To get to 5-3 compared to Buffalo, who is 5-4.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, though that is my analysis. Again, I'm taping this on Monday, so there's not going to be an analysis of tonight's Chargers-Jets game. I don't think that many of you are super fired up for Chargers-Jets, but it's a big game for both teams. So that's the only game I'm not reacting to, but it's because I'm taping on Monday. I wanted to give you all of my college football analysis. Started off rough, finished with a winning week. Would have liked to have gotten the cover from Michigan. But we're sitting at 51% winners, close to 500, but a winning week is a winning week. Let me give you all my 15 picks. Virginia-Louisville, this is a Thursday night football game. I'm on the under here. I think Louisville's defense dominates. Virginia's not awful on the defensive side of the ball. I'm on the under. Either going to look like a genius or an idiot here. Alabama at Kentucky. I talked on the Monday edition of Outkick the Show about how, to me, the storyline so far has been that Georgia and Alabama aren't as much head and shoulders above everybody else. They play sometimes competitive games that you don't expect. Remember, Alabama only beat Arkansas by 3 in Tuscaloosa. I like Kentucky plus 10.5. Wildcats coming off of a good performance road win against Mississippi State. They're playing without really any pressure. Everybody expects Alabama to come in and dominate. What if Jalen Milroe throws a couple of picks? Again, not sold on Alabama's talent at wide receiver or running back. Don't think the offensive line is elite. Can Kentucky line up and run the football, take some air out of this game? I think they might be able to. Devin Leary is playing better. Kentucky has nothing to lose. They should have a pretty excited home crowd. Alabama coming off of Tennessee and LSU, huge rivalry games. Little bit of a breather before they start to get ready for Auburn. Just feels like the Tide could be sleepwalking in an early kickoff game. Vanderbilt, South Carolina, I'd be winning like 60% of my bets if I hadn't bet anything on Vanderbilt or South Carolina all year. I think I've lost every bet that I've placed on either of these teams. I'm going with the over. South Carolina really can't stop anybody. Vanderbilt cannot either. I think Spencer Rattler has success. Over 57.5. Michigan, Penn State. It's game of the weekend, okay? Everybody is going to be focused on this big noon kickoff game. My guys are going to be up in Happy Valley. This feels like a James Franklin special to me. Michigan has been dominating everyone, but here they come rolling into Happy Valley. Penn State plus 5.5, much different team at home, whips Maryland. Feels like they're rounding into shape. If they're going to try to make this a three-way potential 11-1 tie, then they have to win this game. It's crazy, but James Franklin has created expectations at Penn State where 10-2 with losses to Ohio State and Michigan feels like kind of a failure of a season. Now, that's a function of how high the expectations have been built at Penn State. I think they cover, and I think they have a very good chance to win. This is an unexpected tap the veins blood bank guarantee. Old Dominion at Liberty. Jamie Chadwell, head coach at Liberty now, was at Coastal Carolina, has gone 39-5 in the past 4 years. Liberty piling up points right now. They went for 42, 42, 56 in the past 3 games. Old Dominion, 28, 27, and 24 against solid competition. Tap the veins. My first blood bank guarantee of the weekend, and you and your buddies may be the only people out there that are betting this game. I like the over in Old Dominion at Liberty. I got it at 57.5. NC State at Wake Forest, I'm going to go with the under 44.5. Neither team has very good offense. Both have solid defenses. Trust me, under is going to cash. Rutgers at Iowa. I couldn't believe that this number is actually out there. Rutgers at Iowa, the over-under when I bet this, when I sent in my picks on Sunday night, 28.5. 28.5 in a college football game is unheard of. Iowa unders just cash. Rutgers is not very good offensively. Guys, the only way I see this number going over is if we get defensive touchdowns. Maybe some special teams touchdowns. Otherwise, I think it's going to be 7-3, 10-7, 10-3. I think it's going to go under 20. So I'm on the under in this game. Florida LSU. As long as Jaden Daniels is healthy, and again, we're taping this on Monday morning, so I think he's going to play. Florida's defense is not very good. I think Florida is going to give up 40-plus easily to LSU. Now, I think LSU will give up 20-plus. Over 63.5 is the number I got in this one. I feel good about it. In the middle of telling you all about these picks, though, let me also tell you about taking care of yourself and making sure that you actually go through the problem. Look, do you know Mary Balsmus from our friends over at Manscaped? Holidays are approaching. What if I told you celebrations are starting early this year? Turns out the perfect gift does exist. Who else to bring it down your chimney than the leaders in below-the-waist grooming? Keep calm and let your balls jingle this season with Manscaped's brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Featuring the new Lawnmower 5.0, watch all your wishes and mistletoe kisses come true. Look nice when you're going naughty by going to manscaped.com. Use the code OUTKICK for 20% off and free shipping. Unwrap the gift of smoothness this season with Manscaped. 20% off and free shipping with the code OUTKICK at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code OUTKICK. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. Jingle balls. Auburn at Arkansas. I've got Arkansas minus 2.5. Look, I think KJ Jefferson and Sam Pittman are going to play well at home. Auburn does not have the talent on the offensive side of the ball right now that Arkansas does. I get the better quarterback at home under a field goal. I think Arkansas gets the win coming off the momentum against Florida. In fact, I'm kicking myself on the gambling weekend. If you heard me talk about this with Kelly Stewart, I actually put down initially Arkansas plus the points, sat there and stared at it for a while, then went back and scribbled it out and ended up taking Florida. I hate when I change a pick and end up wrong like I did last weekend. Ole Miss plus the points at Georgia. Here's the deal, plus 11.5. I think Lane Kiffin going into Georgia has zero pressure against him. It's possible by the time this game kicks off, even probable, that Ole Miss will already be eliminated in the SEC race. So a way to think about this is if Alabama beats Kentucky in an early kick game up in Lexington, then Ole Miss is eliminated because Alabama has the tie break and Auburn is the only game left in the SEC for Alabama. So if that ends up happening, there's going to be even less pressure on Ole Miss. And that means I think Ole Miss just comes out, takes all the shots down the field, has all sorts of fun, plays loose, plays with energy and enthusiasm, vim, vigor, and vitality. I think Ole Miss covers this number at Georgia and maybe gets into a shootout a little bit with Kirby Smart and company. Mississippi State at Texas A&M. So I've got Ole Miss plus the points. Mississippi State at Texas A&M. I've got A&M big here and the under. Feels like to me 31-3. Just stamp this one out there. I know there's all sorts of drama at Texas A&M. I don't think Mississippi State can score, guys. At quarterback right now, Mississippi State simply does not have a playmaker. And I think that Texas A&M, even given all of the challenges that Jimbo is facing, solid defense, they line up. I'm not sure Mississippi State scores. I definitely don't think Mississippi State scores a offensive touchdown. I think Mississippi State loses this game big. Texas A&M covers. And the under hits. A little bit nervous about that under because I think Texas A&M could run away with this to such an extent. Tennessee, Missouri. Look, I like the over in this game. Line has shifted. Mizzou opens small favorite, flips back to Tennessee. One point or the other. It's going to be a tight game. I think it's a 50-50 toss-up. This game was in Neyland. Tennessee would win. I'd feel comfortable about it. Here's what I don't know. I don't think Tennessee is going to play very well in the pass game. Meaning I don't think they're going to cover Mizzou very well. Tennessee's pass defense has kind of vanished. Was really good in the first half against Alabama. Wasn't very good in the second half. Did not get a lot of pressure on Kentucky. Tennessee didn't. And so if Tennessee can't get pressure on Brady Cook, this Missouri receiving core is good. Missouri will pick Tennessee apart. So the question is here, do I think Missouri will have success against Tennessee's defense? I do in the passing game because I think that's where Tennessee is weakest is in the secondary. So I like Missouri to score 30 or more. I also don't think Missouri can stop Tennessee's run game. And Joe Milton has started to play at a fairly high level. He's rounding into shape, starting to hit his receivers. I think that Tennessee will score 30 or more too. So to me, Tennessee-Missouri, the play is take the over, cash the check. This number was initially posted at 55.5. It's now up to 59.5 on Sunday night when I put it out. I think it'll end up over 60 in the CBS game So I like Tennessee and Missouri to each go for 30 or more. It's going to be a shootout, I believe, in Columbia. And instead of worrying about who's going to get a stop or who's going to make a field goal or who's going to get a defensive score, I'm just going to take the over. Duke plus the points at North Carolina. This Duke defense has been good. North Carolina lost two straight ACC games. I don't know why North Carolina deserves to be a 10.5-point favorite. Southern Cal at Oregon. I love the over, which is why we have a second blood bank guarantee. Oregon's going to score 50 or more against Southern Cal. Feel good about that. Southern Cal will score 24 or 25 or more. Over, it's a big number, 74.5, but I think Oregon will win this game comfortably. There are your 15 picks. Get rich, kids. Tap the veins on the over in Old Dominion Liberty and in Southern Cal at Oregon. I'll be back on Friday with a deeper breakdown of everything NFL and college football with Kelly Stewart. But I'll be down in Miami, which is why we're recording all these things. These numbers were virtue of Sunday, right? So I put the picks up on Sunday night because I'm going to be on the road early. So those are the ones that I'm all referencing here as we are recording on Monday morning. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP, this is Outkick the Show. Appreciate all of you. See you on Friday with a deeper dive into all these games, college and NFL. Hope you guys have fabulous weeks.